You are listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Scott Waldeman reports in Politico New York that the state's independent grid operator is warning that the Cuomo administration's expansion of New York's renewable energy could prove expensive. Cuomo's plan would convert 50% of the state's electrical grid to renewable energy by 2030, and towns across the region are holding public hearings and solar moratoriums over new rules for coming solar panel farms. The New York Independent System Operator Group that oversees power is warning that the so-called purchase power agreements that allow a large number of customers to buy into a renewable energy project is a risky strategy that could lead to higher costs for consumers and other problems, in a letter to the State Public Service Commission. Quote, such PPAs unnecessarily transfer the risk that certain resources may not be economically viable from private investors and developers to those that are unable to manage and mitigate such risk. Consumers, end quote, wrote NYISO officials. Quote, significantly, the Department of Public Service staff white paper does not address the reliability concerns that arise when resources are insulated from the financial consequences of their operation, end quote. The PSC, calculating through 2023, predicts consumer energy bills would increase by less than 1%, about $1 per month. Read the full story in Politico, New York. Cairo's town board considers a moratorium on solar energy in the town May 2nd. The town holds a public hearing on the issue before its regular town board meeting at 7 p.m. May 2nd at Cairo Town Hall. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that the former Summit Shock Correctional Facility in rural Schoharie County will not get turned into an automotive dismantling facility and junkyard because of local opposition to the plan. The Schoharie facility and others in Georgetown, Madison County, Gabriel's Franklin County, Pharsalia in Chenango County, and Mount McGregor in Wilton, Saratoga County, remain empty after a round of prison closures. Quote, there's not a whole lot of market for abandoned prisons, said Art Johnson, supervisor of the Saratoga County facility. Judith Mills, who bought Summit Shock at an auction for $204,000, said she still has plans for the Schoharie County site, but won't say what her plans are. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. The spring turkey hunt begins May 1st and lasts through May 31st, from 1/2 hour before sunrise to noon each day. 2 bearded turkeys, 1 bird per day, is the limit. The State Department of Environmental Conservation is asking spring turkey hunters to take a ruffed grouse drumming survey. You can find a link with details on the WGXC newsroom page by visiting wgxc.org. This has been the WGXC News Update.